The royal wedding is still 3 days away, but the media blitz, especially here in the U.S., started back in November with NBC's Dateline devoting a full hour to the engagement announcement of Prince William and Kate Middleton. And now NBC and MSNBC reportedly are sending 200 people, reporters and staff members, to London. 200. We don't even have that many people in the building we're in. Millions of people are expected to stream the wedding live. Hundreds of thousands will crowd London. And 2 billion are estimated to watch it on television. As the Wall Street Journal reports, about 35% of the world's population will be tuning in. To put that in perspective, the last royal wedding, Charles and Diana's, was watched by just 750 million people. The BBC's Nick Higham reports.
I'm standing outside the west front of Westminster Abbey, that's the main door, and I'm surrounded as ever by tourists in the spring sunshine, but also by photographers and camera crews and journalists, because the Royal Wedding Media Circus is in town. Across the road, there's a three-story temporary grandstand built for television news crews and stills photographers. And as if that weren't enough, up on the roof of Westminster Central Hall across the road, perched precariously, there are half a dozen temporary studios, scaffolding structures built by the main American networks and the BBC and others. A prime position here for a stills photographer will cost £900.
Camilla, straight in the front, please, in the middle.
When Kate Middleton steps out of the car at the Abbey door on Friday and the world gets its first proper view of her wedding dress, the sound of cameras clicking is likely to be deafening.
I can get you to come and stand over here as well.
Yesterday, the photographers waiting across the road had to make do with a photo call for the stars of a new US television drama about the royal couple. So, why all the interest? Chris Wilde is director of London's Foreign Press Association.
At the core of it is Diana, in my view, having talked to the foreign correspondents. At the core of it, you have a wedding. Prince William's mother was Diana, Princess of Wales, and he's going to be King of England. And people talk about soap opera, they talk about fairy tale, however you describe it, it's a story that everybody wants.
The operation at Westminster Abbey pales in comparison with the main media compound opposite Buckingham Palace. Green Park, where the birdsong's been drowned out by the thrum of portable generators, is gradually filling up with more than 150 giant outside broadcast trucks, porter cabins, marquees. It's said to be the biggest broadcasting operation ever mounted in the UK. Facing the palace itself, a three-storey bank and more than 30 television studios.
Three, billboard first.
And just like Princess Diana, what she wears will be in.
Some foreign news organisations are up and running already. NBC's Today, America's top-rated breakfast show, is already using its studio across the road from Buckingham Palace. Americans seem obsessed with the wedding. Meredith Vieira is one of the programme's presenters.
It's the past. There's pomp and pageantry involved in it. You like what you don't have, somewhat. And when it comes to William and his brother and that, I mean, we have a feeling in our hearts for those both those boys because of everything they went through. So I think people in the States are rooting especially for Prince William and for Kate.
Royal wedding fever started weeks ago around the world.
Pour le mariage du prince William et de Kate Middleton.
Свадьбы принца Уильяма и Кейт Миддлтон.
Свадьба принца Уильяма и Кейт Миддлтон как раз сейчас.
Well, Kate Middleton.
The same names have been on television presenters' lips on every continent.
In 1902 state Landau.
Viewers have been treated to stories on everything from hats to horses. And on the day, up to 2.5 billion people could be watching.
Idol, the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton is the real global reality show.
And even Republicans, it seems, aren't immune from wedding fever. In Australia, where a referendum in 1999 came close to voting for the abolition of the monarchy, there's intense interest. Phil Williams is the London correspondent for Australia's public broadcaster, the ABC.
Yes, there is a Republican push. But this is a celebrity event also, so you have this enormous focus on a very attractive couple, and the Republican issue is something separate. You can be a Republican and still watch this and say, oh, isn't that lovely?
That's Phil Williams from the Australian public broadcaster ABC, ending that report from the BBC's Nick Higham in London. And by the way, if you're going to get up early Friday, the actual wedding ceremony begins at 6 a.m. East Coast time. So what are you going to do? Let us know. Go to hereandnow.org. Are you going to serve scones and tea or, not to be indelicate, buy one of those royal barf bags that are being sold? Hereandnow.org.